Portrait of the Alcoholic with Home Invader and Housefly. It felt larger than it was, the knife that pushed through my cheek. Immediately, I began leaking, blood and saliva, soft as smoke. I had been asleep, safe from sad news, dreaming of my irradiated, hairless mother pulling a thorn from the eye of a dog. I woke from that into a blade. Everything seemed cast in lapis and spinning light, like an ancient frieze in Damascus. Listen to me, faithful silence. Somehow we've become strangers. Growing up, I kept a housefly tied to a string, tied to a lamp. I fed him wet tic-tacs and idly assumed he would outlive me. When he died, I opened myself to death the way a fallen tree opens itself to the wild. Now my blood is drying on the pillow. Now the man who held the knife is gone, elsewhere and undiminished. I can hardly remember anything about him. It can be difficult telling the size of something when it's right above you, the average cumulus cloud weighing as much as 80 elephants. The things I've thought I've loved could sink an ocean liner, and likely would if given the chance. From my window, the blinking windmills seem further away than ever before. My beard has matted itself into a bloody poultice, and a woman's voice on TV is begging for charity. She says, please, and reads a phone number. Soon, I will mumble a few words in Arabic to settle back into sleep. If morning arrives, I will wash my face.